Up and Vanish Season 2 by Payne Lindsay is a story about a missing girl that disappeared in 2016. It's now 2018, and Lindsay goes out to try to help find this girl. You know, you listen to the creepy, mysterious music at the beginning. That creepy, mysterious music comes on every time before Lindsay begins his podcast. And I feel like that music makes listeners, you know, feel a little scared, a little creepy, or a little mysterious about what they're about to listen to. And I feel like, you know, it's going to make them want to listen to it more because of his music. So I like the way he embedded that music before every episode, you know, to build suspense. And this podcast is about this woman that has disappeared, and she has a husband, well, an ex-husband, and a 3-year-old daughter. And she lives in Colorado, well, Crenstone, Colorado, while her family lives in Denver. She moved away to, you know, to find herself. She didn't abandon her daughter or anything. She just, you know, left. She talks to her every day. She talked to her every day. And, you know, her daughter came to visit on weekends. But now it's a big problem because we don't know where Crystal is. And in 2016, in small Crenstone, Colorado, no one cared, apparently. No one went searching for her, nothing. Until her family from Denver came, you know, and raised complaints about, like, how they're handling that situation. And 2 years later, now, because of Lindsay, actually, he brought more attention to the case. And it's been 2 years, and no one, you know, still hasn't found her or still hasn't seen or talked to her, even though they have creepy experiences. Like, she'll send them her friends friend requests on Facebook or something, knowing she's been missing. Like, I don't know if it's someone playing or I don't know. But Lindsay gets his point across by using pathos and climax. He uses pathos by interviewing the family directly, knowing the family is going to be emotional and sobbing and everything. And this, you know, it pulls on your heart to hear the family of Crystal and the friends of Crystal just sobbing or, you know, crying and still feeling sad about this tragedy. And it's going to make you feel like, you know, you're going to want to know where she is, and you're going to really get into this podcast. But the only problem is about this podcast is that it never gets to an end. You never, you know, find her. And through episodes 1 through 7, it's like everything is being repeated. Like, they continue to say what was in her apartment when she disappeared, knowing we found that out in episode 1, but it's continued to be, it's like repeated every episode. You know, they just don't know where she is. They don't have a trace. And it's very frustrating because you listening to something to try to, you know, find a happy ending, but your happy ending is never found. So, I recommend this podcast to people that love mysteries. I give this podcast a 7 out of 10, basically because we never found a happy ending, and that's, like, very frustrating. I know that Payne went to Colorado to try to, you know, to help find a happy ending, but it's very frustrating that we never found her. You know, I'm just sitting here wondering, like, where is she? Like, we just do not know. So So, yeah, I give it a 7 out of 10. And I really, really hope Crystal get found in the future. I don't know, this podcast is like really sad. But it's a great listen for people that love mysteries and suspense and things.